Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Negron, one coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you're having a very cute week this week. It's a little cloudy, but it's not too bad. And also, happy 8th anniversary and 8th birthday to Henry Danger! Woo! Yes, it's the 8th birthday of the show, and today I'm so excited. And why not do a podcast on this beautiful day? Because it's the 8th anniversary of how it all started, and It's exciting for me, guys. So, because we're doing a Henry Danger episode on this Henry Danger podcast on the 8th anniversary, Henry Danger, I am so excited to do this. So, buckle up, ready to go, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. Back on the Henry Danger train. And yeah, we're just going to celebrate Henry Danger today on its 8th anniversary and birthday. So, buckle up. So, this Henry Danger episode is going to be wicked cool. So, yeah, so it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun, and I hope you enjoy the ride. And also, I hope I make your day a little bit better because it's the 8th anniversary and birthday of Henry Danger. So, I hope you like it and I hope you join as much as I do. So, yeah. Oh, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah. So, let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, topics of the week. So there is a new souvenir shop that I just opened in Toy Story Land, and that is Jessie's Trading Post. That's right, the old souvenir shop, it's not there no more, and it's now called the Jessie's Trading Post. I am so excited you could find it when you exit out of Toy Story Mania, and I like the how they segment, because each segment has the different toys from the movie, and it's kind of a cute segment when you first walk in there, and when you find all the souvenirs based on the toys, and I kind of like that concept. So yeah, I'm very happy about that. So, check out Jessie's Trading Post while you can. It's really awesome. I looked at the photos, it's just so cute, and yeah, so I can now finally say Jessie's Trading Post has now been open. It's now open, so make sure you go and check it out. Get some souvenirs in there, why don't you? Okay, so let's talk about the San Diego Comic-Con movie announcements. Dude, both Marvel and DC trailers? This is insane. We got both from DC Comics, but not only that, we got some Marvel ones announcements as well. And it just felt like it was Christmas, and it was just so awesome. I saw trailer after trailer after trailer of these guys, and oh my god. I think Fury of the Gods, Wakanda Forever, and She-Hulk, I saw like a lot and a whole bunch of announcements. It's crazy, it's fun what the MCU and DC are about to come next. I'm so excited, and I'm such a comic book nerd fan for these movies, and I'm just so excited to see all of them. And it's a great day for us fans, and it's awesome, it's amazing, and I cannot wait to see these movies myself and these Disney Plus shows coming up. So yeah, it's awesome, it's fun. So thank you, San Diego Comic-Con, for making me be a nerd again. Okay, so I'm going to be recapping episode 18, season 3 of Henry Danger, Balloons of Doom. Oh boy, Piper's being held hostage again for the second time, and Piper's having bad luck in this series, I gotta say that much. First time it was the teacher's niece, and now the second time it's you-know-who. So, poor Piper, she's like the damsel in distress, but, this episode altogether was kind of cute and amazing, and, yeah. Oh my god, where'd you go? Look at the time. I gotta go and set up for this Henry Danger episode. So, yeah, so guys, thank you so much. Keep it up with the plays, keep it up with the follows, I really appreciate you. And, yeah, so it's just only getting started for 2 years, so buckle up, it's gonna be an awesome ride, and I love you guys so much. So, yeah. So the episode's about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 18, season 3 of Henry Danger, Balloons of Doom. Oh boy, so Dr. Mignac is taking the man fans hostage and Piper all together, but some of the man fans got loose, and now it's only Piper and these two kids are being hostage along with Jasper, and Captain Man and Kid Danger can't leave the man's nest whatsoever, and it's just not good. So how do they do it at the end? Well, you gotta stay tuned to find out if you haven't seen this episode, and this was insane. Not only Piper gets hostage for the second time, which is not so Piper because she's like the damsel in distress. First is Misshapen's niece, and now it's Dr. Mignac, and you get the point. And I just feel so bad for Piper after this point, so it's kind of like she's like the Princess Peach in that universe, and she's the damsel in distress, so hopefully they can get around in the end. So it's awesome, this episode's fun, and I cannot wait to recap it for you. So it's gonna be fun, it's gonna be wild, and yeah, I'm just happy to recap it for you. So let's go, get ready, and let's get it on. So, yeah. So, man fans, and to present parents who have kids who are man fans, she put on this speaker on the device on the volume loud enough so you can hear it. It's because this episode is about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So, let's get this party started. And, let's begin. Okay, so we're at Henry's house at this point, and we see all the man fans just talking in the living room portion of the thing, and the camera goes Piper going down this. I know all of them talking, and then one of them sees Piper going down the stairs, and the man fan number one said, Hey, here comes Piper. Let's all be quiet or else you'll blow that loud horn. So the man fans stayed quiet for all the man fans to watch, and she went there. And then she said, okay, people, and they said, quiet down. And then she grabs the horn anyway, and she blows it. All the kids were covering their ears and came back to Piper. And then Benny, who was one of the man fans, saying, but we're already quiet. And she goes toward him, and she blows it towards his face, and then he falls down. Blows the horn again. He falls down, and one of the kids has to pick him back up. And the kids just, like, getting these weird faces. And talked to Piper and said, okay, this meeting of the man fans will now begin. And cut to Jasper sometimes in the background. He said, our first order of business. Our first order of business should be to, and all of a sudden they were slurping in the background because of Jasper. Cut to Piper with the kids, looking back at him, and cut to Jasper. And Piper's like, Jasper! And cut to Jasper, and cut to Piper, said, why are you even here? Cut to man fan number two, next to man fan number one, and said, yeah. And Benny said, yeah, you're not a man fan. Cut to Jasper and said, well, he said, I just figured out, since you guys are so into Captain Man and Kid Danger, I could, you know, cut to the kids and cut to Jasper and said, teach you a few things. And he takes a sip of his drink. I cut to man fan number one and said, we're experts on Captain Man and Kid Danger. Cut to Jasper and cut to Man and said, yeah, what do you know? Cut to Jasper going towards the kids. They said, oh, well, you know, just stuff like, did you know that Captain Man likes his french fries hot, but his ketchup cold? And he sips his drink, and then all of the kids just wrote it down. Cut to Jasper and said, how would you know that? Jasper said, I have my ways. Gertney goes to another side of the room and cuts to him and said, ooh, and I bet you guys don't know that Kid Danger could touch his elbows behind his back. Cut to the kids running it down, and cut to Piper and said, oh, big deal. He said, my brother can do that too. And all the audience members were gasping because And Jasper was freaking out too because Henry, her brother is Henry, who is Kid Danger. Because Jasper said, hey, I was talking about Kid Danger. You brought up your brother, not me. Okay? Cut to Piper being confused. Cut to Jasper said, I did nothing wrong. Taking another sip of his drink. And cut to Piper said, okay. Okay. And there's someone in the back room by the door. And said, now, let's talk about Captain Man's favorite. And cut to the doorbell ringing. And cut to Piper said, Benny. He said, get the door. And cut to Benny and said, yes, Madam President. And Benny goes to the door. And he opens the door. And we see, quote, Dr. Mignac in disguise. Because you recognize that voice anywhere. And Dr. Mignac in disguise said, oh, hello. I'm from Babaloo Balloons. And cut to all the kids just turning their heads to the door. And cut to Benny and said, it's a man. The Dr. Mignac in disguise said, thank you. And cut to Benny sitting back down and cut to Piper going to the door. Piper said, hi. I said, what you need? And cut to Dr. Mignac in disguise said, well, someone ordered balloons for your man fan meeting today. Cut to her and back, we're going towards her friends and cut to another angle and said, Piper said, hey, did any of you guys order balloons? And cut to Jasper and cut to Benny said, I did not. And they were chattering, cut to Jasper and said, no. Cut to Piper and said, sorry, bud. And she turned around and he was already in there and was like, oh, now you're in my house. And Piper cut to Dr. Mignac in disguise with the thing inside and said, Dr. Mignac in disguise said, and now, cut to the kids, cut to everybody else, and cut to the Mignac in disguise, and he said, goes to the thing and said, emerge! And somehow someone was going to get out of the thing, and couldn't get out of it, and somehow Nurse Colhart said, it's stuck! Dr. Mignac said, in disguise said, stuck! What do you mean it's... And he looked at it and said, oh, good grief. It was working this morning. Cut to all of them getting confused. Cut to Dr. Mignac and decides kicking the thing. Nurse Carhart said, get me out of this thing. And he started kicking it. She's like, ow! Ow! Stop that! And somehow the thing opens. And she gets out. And she gasps for air. Cut to Jasper and cut to Piper, who saw something suspicious. Cut to Nurse Corhorn and said, do you know how uncomfortable it is in there? Cut to Dr. Mignac in disguise and said, no, but I'm sure you're going to tell me. Cut to Piper and said, wait, wait, wait. Cut to Nurse Corhorn and cut to Piper and said, aren't you Nurse Corhorn? Cut to Nurse Carhart, cut to Jasper next to Piper, and he said, Nurse Carhart, she's the assistant to, and points to the other guy. And Dr. Mignac in disguise takes his mask off. Ah! Cut to all of them, and cut to Dr. Mignac in full mode. Ah! Cut to Piper next to Jasper and said, Dr. Yamaka! Cut to Dr. Mignac, who is irritated, but when he says his name wrong, he said, Mignac! My name is Dr. Mignac! Cut to Jasper going to the kids and, you guys, he's dangerous! Everyone out of here! And so now all the kids were getting out of there. And Dr. Mignac and Nurse Carhart tried to stop all of them. Come back here! Come back here! And he stopped, so all of them... Some of them escaped, but some of them just got hostage in the house, which is Jasper, Piper, Benny, and some man fan number one are still in the house. No, 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 Dr. Mignac said, get back, get back, get back. And that leaves with Jasper, Piper, Benny, and man fan number one in the house. cut to Nurse Carhart and Dr. Mignac, tell him to get back. She has the syringes, of course. Nurse Carhart said, back! Dr. Mignac said, grrr. He said, cut to the four of them, and cut to Dr. Mignac and said, now, sit. And cut to all the people who are hostages sitting down on the couch. Nurse Carhart said, well then, would your children like to see what Dr. Mignac can do with helium? And cut to Dr. Mignac with his thingamajig. Cut to Piper and next to Benny and said, I guess so. Cut to all of them and cut to Jasper and said, whatever, I guess. Cut to Dr. Mann and said, yes. Watch what happens when you use a heliometer to heliumatize this balloon filled with. Cut to all the kids who don't understand. Cut Dr. Mignac and said, helium. And somehow you use this heliometer on the balloon. And somehow it gets to right of there. And somehow then the balloon just floats up in the air out of Henry's house. And Dr. Mignac looked at us and said, cut to Commander's Cohort looking up as well. And cut to all four of them and said, ooh and aying. And Dr. Mignac said, yes, ooh and ah, indeed. And cut to Piper and said, okay, why are you even here? Cut to Dr. Mignac and said, well, isn't it obvious? He said, we're taking you hostage. To Jasper panicking said, hostage! Cut to Benny and Nessa who stand up and said, Piper! And said, call Captain Man! Cut to Dr. Mignac and said, yes! Cut to Dr. Mignac next to Nurse Carhart and said, oh, yes! And said, Let's do call Captain Man! He held his hand out. Somehow Nurse Carhart just high-fived him with her faces and cut to Dr. Mignac, who was confused. And he said, What'd you just do? To Nurse Carhart and said, I thought you wanted me to slap you five. Dr. Mignac said, no, I want my phone. Give me my phone. Cut to Nurse Carhart, looked at him and said, it's in your pocket. Dr. Mignac said, no, it's not. If it were in my pocket, don't you think it was in my pocket? And he felt all of his shirt parts and he found it. And he couldn't resist it. And cut to Piper and said, is it in your pocket? Dr. Mignac said next to Nurse Carhart and said, shut up! Cut to all of them with the kids. And now let's cut to the man cave. Now let's cut to the junk and stuff. Sequence to the man cave. You go to junk and stuff. You go through the fight. Breathing dinosaur head. You go through the basement. Go through the back. Go to the elevator, press the button, go all the way down, and you're in the back in the man cave. And we see Captain Man and Kid Danger doing a photo shoot, which is basically in Hawaii. Schwa says, okay. Cut to Schwa says, a few more. And cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger, like, ah. Cut to them doing all these poses. And Kid Danger's like, all right. Captain Man's like, and he was like, But I like the flower on the side of Kid Danger's head, which is kind of cute. Kid Danger's like, ah. Captain Man said, oh, wait to the girls. Hey, look at all those girls, those hot girls on the beach. He was like, hi, girls. And Captain said, I'm waving for no reason. And Kid Danger looking stupid. Kid Danger's like, hey, girls. He said, hey, girls. He's like, hey, girls. And he was not into it. Captain Man said, come on. He's like, get into it. Captain Danger was like, what? I am. Captain Kevin said, you want to get into showing in front of the girls? And cut to Charlotte, who was in the background with a surfboard on in front of her head. Captain Man said, hey, girls. Cut to Kid Danger, who is not having it. Said, you're embarrassing me in front of girls that don't exist. Cut to Schwa said, aw, come on, show me some emotion. Ah, get me some feels, baby. Cut to man next to her. Kid Danger is a, yeah. Come on, Henry. We're on the beach in Hawaii. Cut to Kid Danger's like, no, we're not. And it goes to Captain Man and said, I feel dumb. Captain Man said, hey, do you have any idea how people wish that they were going to be featured in the new 12-year calendar? Cut to Charlotte, who showed her head and said, well, go find them. Cut to Captain Man not having a side of the shot and said, cut to Charlotte and said, I don't want to do this. Cut to all of them, and Captain Man saying, hey, look, everybody, Charlotte's complaining. That's fresh. And cut to alarm blaring at the computer. Cut to Kid Danger said, hey, is it a hotline call? To Captain Man with Kid Danger said, yeah. Schwartz, Charlotte, get over there so you won't be seen. And cut to Charlotte and Schwartz getting to one side, her into the short. And Schwartz says, KK. Both of them are going to the side. And cut to Captain Man putting the towel on Charlotte's head. And she said, hey! And Captain Man and Kid Danger go into the computer. And Captain Man pressed the button. And says, this is Captain Man and Kid Danger. Kid Danger said, what is your emergency? Cut down to Maniac on the monitor. He said, actually, it's your emergency. Cut to Captain Man, who is angry, and Kid Danger was there. And Captain Man said, Maniac! Cut to Dr. Maniac on the monitor and said, Dr. Maniac. Cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger, like, pfft. He's like, you're no doctor. He's like, you're just evil. And Dr. Maniac on the monitor said, those two things aren't the exclusive, you know. Cut to Kid Danger tapping on Captain Man. Captain Man said, what does that mean? Dr. Maniac on the monitor said, it means a person can be a doctor and evil at the same time. Did Captain Man next to Kid Danger say, yeah, well, nobody likes you. Hey, who's that? And cut to Kid Danger, who's making Captain Man to duck down so nobody would see him. He's like, hey! And he got ducked down with Captain Man along with Kid Danger along with him. And he said, what are you doing? And cut to Kid Danger next to him, looking down, and he realized that he was at his house, and he said, I think Dr. Maniac is at my house. And cut to Captain Man realizing it. And he thought of this and said, okay. He said, is your mom home? The Kid Danger's like, no, why? The Captain said, I don't know. He said, I just think about her a lot. Cut to Kid Danger's like, what? Ray! Cut to Dr. Maniac on Marner and said, hey, no, where'd you go? And cut to both of them standing up and said, I demand attention. Cut to Kid after Man and next to Kid Danger, who didn't really recognize the thing, and said, all right, Maniac, where are you? Dr. Maniac on monitor said, who? Me? He said, I just happened to be at the house of the president. And cut to him going to Piper holding her hostage and said, of your man fans. And cut to Kid Danger realizing and his sister. And said, Kid Danger's like, pie! And somehow Kid Danger, Captain Man stopped and hold his breath. And Kid Danger realized that he almost blew her identity. And cut to Dr. Maniac on the monitor and said, what? What was that? Next to Piper and said, cut to Charlotte and Schwartz. And cut to Dr. Maniac and said, what did he say? Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger, and Captain Man said, I think he was going to say, pie. Kid Danger said, pineapple. Captain Man said, pineapple. Cut to all of them chatting. Guess who loves pineapple? They said, yeah, I love pineapple. Captain Man said, yeah, this one loves it. Kid Danger said, yeah, this is all pineapple. It cuts to Dr. Maniac and Piper being confused. It cuts to Atta Man and Kadena's, or he could have been talking about the number pipe. Kadena's like, oh yeah. And cut to Kadena said, three. And cut to Maniac and Piper being confused. Captain Man said, 3.14, you know, that pie. And cut to him again. Cut to Maniac and Piper being super confused. And said, 3.14159265. Cut to the camera slowing, focusing on them. 8675309. So, Jenny's got your number. Captain Man said, then it just keeps going. Kadena's like, gonna make you mine. Lyrics. Cut both and said, yeah. Cut to both of them shutting up. And that's about it. And then the Hunter Danger theme song comes on. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. There are two scenes involved to this in the man caves and Henry's house. We start off with the man cave still looking at Dr. Maniac in the monitor. And cut to Kid Danger going forward, who is, like, angry and pissed. And Kid Danger's like, okay, Maniac. Dr. Maniac on the monitor said, Kid Danger's like, we know exactly where you are. And cut to Captain Man said, so you just wait there. A good little jerk. And we will be there in a few minutes with our fists. Kid Danger's like, four fists. Captain Kato was like, yeah, it's gonna be a real festival. We caught Jasper back into the house when he was about to do it, no one's looking around. Cut to Dr. Maniac and said, a what? Cut back to Jasper. Cut to looking him at the face. Cut to Dr. Maniac and said, wait, what? What'd you say? Cut to Jasper going out of the couch and doing stealth mode. I said festival. Cut to Jasper doing his thing. He's like, you know, like a festival. We got him behind the kitchen counter. But with fists. Cut to Dr. Maniac on the monitor. He was like, oh God, that's so stupid. The Captain Manning next to the Kid Danger said, it's not, you're stupid. Cut to Kid Danger said, hey, you know what you should have said? Cut to Jasper getting the flowers out of the vase, so he takes the vase with him. Captain Manning's on the phone said, no. Cut to Kid Danger on the phone when Nurse Carhart and Dr. Maniac were on the phone and said, you should have said, I hope you're thirsty. Because we're bringing some punch. Cut to Dr. Maniac said, ah, yes, punch. That's very clever. Cut to Charlotte next to Schwartz, who was bored, and said, I'm so bored. Cut to Schwartz said, maybe we should leave. Charlotte said, nah, they're going to need us eventually. Cut to Captain next to Kid Danger. Just come on. Let's go attack Maniac. Cut to Kid Danger said, let's do it. And they were just about to leave, and Dr. Maniac stopped them. And Dr. Maniac on the monitor said, no! And they turned around. And he went back to the monitor and said, if you two super zeros don't stay right where you are. And she said, Piper said, this kid flies. Cut the phone towards Piper. And cut to Piper on the chair with hamstrings on with the balloons attached to it. And Piper on the monitor said, help! He's got hebrometer! And cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger being confused. Dr. Maniac said, heliometer! Cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger said, wait. What do you mean that kid flies? Cut to Kid Danger on the monitor. Cut to Kid Danger and said, yeah, what do you mean, flies? Dr. Maniac on the monitor and said, "You see, if I use this to blast the helium into those balloons," while he was pointing at the thing with this heliometer, said, "it will dramatically increase their heliosity." Cut to Jasper go. And then your president will fly straight up through the ceiling with him at the phone, and then she won't stop until she hits the moon. Piper on the monitor and said, "The moon?" Cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger. "All right now." Cut to Kid Danger is about to do something to protect his sister, but he didn't. So I said, "Okay, you listen to me, Dr. Maniac. If you hurt that girl, you're dead meat." And he was about to rephrase that because he wants to pretend that he doesn't know his sister because he's a Kid Danger, because, yeah, that's his brother, so her brother, so, yeah. It's kind of confusing. Not that I know that girl, personally. I just care too much. Cut back to the house, cut back to the monitors, because it's my job to care. About people like that girl in the chair who I do not know. Cut to Dr. Maniac on the monitor and said, "No, you listen. For the next 3 hours, my minions will be traveling all over Swavio, robbing, stealing, burgling, all the evil gone rats. And the two of you will do nothing to stop me. Because I'm watching you, Kid Danger and Captain Man. And if you leave my view, the girl flies." Cut to Jasper going stealth mode and going to the other side and hump, and he jumped and he went to the other side and said, "Oof." Cut to the two other man fans, Benny and man fan number one, looking confused. Cut to Kid Danger and Captain next to Captain and said, "Fine." He said, "We'll just call the police." Cut to Dr. Maniac on the monitor said, "If you call the police," cut to her and the Piper, and cut to him and said, "The girl flies." Cut to Captain next to Kid Danger said, "Gah!" Kid Danger said, "Thought that was gonna work." Cut to Dr. Maniac said, "Yes. There. Yes." Cut to him setting up the phone on the TV. Cut, like in a real quick, setting up, there's an app with the phone on the TV. He said, There. Choo-choo. Cut to them setting up, and we see Captain Man and Kid Danger on the screen, not happy about it. "Yes!" I wasn't. He said, it cut to Jasper in the background, about to hit Nurse Curl Harp with the vase. The man on the TV screen said, "You'll never get away with this, Maniac." Captain Maniac said, "Yes, yes." Captain Man on the TV screen said, "You are unpleasant." He was about to hit Nurse Corhart with the face, and she turns around, and he stops midway, and Dr. Maniac looks at him, and he's still in position, and he goes back to position, and said to Miss Corhart and said, "Is this yours?" Nurse Carlton said, "No." And Jasper said, "Okay." And then he puts the vase back up into the fireplace thing. And he goes back to his position, and Dr. Maniac tells him to sit here. And he sat down. And cut back to the man cave. A few minutes later, Dr. Maniac on the monitor said, "No. I want Jimbo to rub the inside out burger restaurant." Cut to Charlotte, who has an idea, and Schwaz follows her, ducking so they won't see them. Cut to Kid Danger, Captain Man not having it. And don't hate, and I want Rinko to bring to the funeral home and steal all their snacks. Cut to Charlotte, will bring it down with Schwaz, and guys! Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger, cut to both of them. Psst! Psst! Cut to Schwartz, like, Talk to Captain Manic, Kid Danger being sprayed. And Captain Charlotte gave him the look, and she was next to him. And Charlotte said, "Jeez." Captain Man and Kid Danger, and Captain Man said, "Gross." Kid Danger says, "You sprayed my face." Charlotte said, "Just listen. Schwaz and I think we know a way that you could stop Dr. Maniac." Captain Man said, "We can't go anywhere." Kid Danger's like, "We have to stay here." Captain Charlotte said, next to Schwaz said, "No. Dr. Maniac just has to think you're here." Captain said, "But how are we..." Katakuri said, "But how are we..." And he got interrupted by both of them about to leave. Schwaz said, "Shh, just wait here." Schwaz said, "We'll be back." Cut to him cutting out of the sequence. Cut to Kid Danger next to Katakuri and said, wait, will you tell us what the plan is?" Dr. Maniac on a monitor who noticed them talking. And they went back into the system. "What are you two talking about?" Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger on the TV screen. Kid Danger on the TV screen said, Captain Man on TV screen said, And Kid Danger on the TV screen said, just cheese. Captain Man on the TV screen said, "Cheeses, yeah. Cheeses that we enjoy." Kid Danger on the TV screen said, "Yeah, I'm into cheddar." That's Captain Man on TV screen said, "Yeah, I like manchego, a hard Spanish cheese." Dr. Maniac on the monitor said, "Well, I hate cheese, especially Spanish ones that are hard and I hate you." Cut to Captain Man on the TV screen and said, Both of them said, Cut to Kid Danger on TV screen and said, "Fair enough." Cut to Captain Man on the TV screen and said, "We appreciate the feedback." And cut to him not having it. And cut to Charlotte in disguise back at Henry's house. She spins down, grabs the phone, and she calls Schwaz. He said, "Hey, Schwaz, I'm at Henry's house." Cut to Schwaz, Captain Man and Kid Danger with the cardboard of the man cave in the background. He said, "You ready?" Cut to Schwaz said, "Yeah, go ahead and distract Maniac." Charlotte in disguise said, "Got it." He said, "Bye." And she hangs up the phone. Cut to her turning around and cut to ringing the doorbell. Cut to Dr. Maniac, who's at the door. I said, "Well, yes. Hello." Cut to Charlotte in disguise. "Hi. I'm selling AA batteries." Cut to Dr. Maniac. Said, "You're selling what?" Well, cut to him distracted and not looking. Cut to Schwaz. "Okay, no, he's not looking. Quick, hurry." Cut to them going to the cardboard of the man cave with Kid Danger. Cut to Catherine and said, "Okay, how does this work?" The Kid Danger said, yeah, what does it do?" The Schwaz said, it will make Maniac think that you're in the man cave. Now stand side by side and turn around, hurry." Cut to them getting it on. Catherine said, "Okay, all right." Cut to Kid Danger said, all right. Schwaz says, "This go across the way." Cut to Captain Man doing some stuff. Kid Danger said, "What? No. Cut to Charlotte in disguise arguing with Dr. Maniac. "Sir, you could find a great use for these batteries." Dr. Maniac said, "No, listen." He said, arguing back and forth. "You're not listening to me." Charlotte in disguise says, "They're small enough to fit into flashlights." Cut to inside the house. Or like remote controls. Cut back in the front porch. Cut to Dr. Maniac said, "I just said..." In disguise, "I mean, they're way better than those C batteries." Dr. Maniac said, "Miss, I don't want any. I despite old batteries." Cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger. "This is the best you could do, Schwaz. And poster and some belts." It cuts to Schwaz, who is very offensive. and contacted Dr. Mania and said, my mother was killed by a AA battery. Charlene described it. These are amazing batteries. Contacted Dr. Mania and said, I don't want any AA batteries. He said, enough! And cut to him about to close the door on her. Dr. Miyagi, Dr. Charlene disguised said, wait, what if you, and he closed the door on her. Cut to Dr. Miyagi said, and cut to all angles of the cut angles to all the characters being confused and looking at him. That was so embarrassing. Cut to Schwan says, and now, and he presses the button, interrupts the system. And it cuts to Captain Man and Kid Danger with the cardboard cutout of the man cave, so that he wouldn't know a thing. It cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger on the TV screen. Maniac said, "Yes." He said, "My two friends." He said, smiling. He said, "Being good little boys." And Captain Schwartz said, "It's working." He said, "Now hurry, go rescue Piper and Jasper." Cut to Captain Man said. Next to Kid Angel's like, right. Kid Angel's like, let's go. And somehow they're shimmying because of the board, and somehow he bumped into something. Dr. Maniac noticing it and said, hmm. And he said, Nurse Cohart, quick, come and look at this. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger, who was about to blow the cover. Cut to Nurse Cohart looking at the TV and said, look at what? Cut to Dr. Maniac and said, the quality of the picture on this television, isn't it fabulous? So, they're so relieved. Cut to Nurse Cohart and said, I guess? Cut to Dr. Maniac and said, I know. I bet it's one of those folk TVs. Cut to Nurse... Cut to all the kids laughing. Cut to Nurse Cohart looking at him and said, fork? Dr. Man said, yes. Very high revolution. He said, fork. Cut to Captain Man interrupting him. He tried to correct him and said, wait. He said, I think you mean 4K. Cut to Dr. Maniac and said, next to Nurse Cohart and said, 4K? It's not French. Cut them back to the real man cave, and they're just so stupid. Cut to both of them going to the elevator. Cut to Schwartz following. They're both of them trying to fit in. And it's not working. So cut to Schwartz just not having it. Cut them going to the man cave and elevator again. And that's about it. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. We're at Henry's house again. Again, Charlotte is in disguise, is going back and forth, and she notices them. There you guys are. He said, come on, hurry up, hurry up. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger with the cardboard man cave and going to her. And said, and she said out loud, said, where have you guys been? Captain Man and Kid Danger's like, shh. Cut to Dr. Maniac on the eye. Peter Patterson said, what was that? Cut to Kid Danger next to Captain Man said, what? Dr. Maniac on the parapet said, and we cut to Charlotte slipping her mouth and said, did I hear a little girl? Cut to Captain said, Kid Danger's like, no, that's just a game we play here. Cut to them on the TV screen and said, in the man cave. Cut to Captain Man on the TV screen. Yeah, it's called Little Girl Hush. Shush. Cut to Kid Danger and the girl voice on TV screen said, oh, hey, Captain Man. To Captain Man said, shh, little girl. See? It was fun. I said to both of them. Dr. Maniac on the parapet said, no more games. Cut to Kid Danger next to Captain said, mm-mm. And both of them shaking their heads and said, mm-mm. No. cut to all three of them, cut to Charlotte in disguise, and said, "Sorry." "So, what are you going to do? Just go in there," and she does the fist motions, and get him? Cut to Captain Man and said, "No, that would be stupid." Tinkinator said, "And we never fit through the front door. We have to go in the back way." Cut to Charlotte in disguise looking at them and said, "All right, go." And she tells them to go, and then the man cave dated with the cardboard cut out of the man cave just followed. Cut to Dr. Maniac taking a sip of his drink, and then he gives it to Jasper. And he goes on the phone and said, "No! No way!" He said, "You did?" Cut to the back kitchen area windows. We see a little bit of Captain Man and Kid Danger shimmying out. Cut to Nurse Corona and said, "What happened?" Dr. Maniac said, "Maurice just broke into the home of the elderly and stole all the wheelchairs." Cut to Nurse Corona said, "Ah!" He said, "That's wonderful!" Dr. Maniac said, "Take that, elderly people!" And somehow Piper noticed Captain Man and Kid Danger there and tell him signaling her to try to distract Dr. Maniac so they can get to the door. And she just agreed to it, and then she goes looks back with the plan. And Piper said, "Hey!" He said, "Dr. Maniac!" Then him on the phone, Captain Piper said, "Dr. Maniac! Yo! Over here!" He said, "Look at me!" Captain Dr. Maniac said, "Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. He hangs up the phone and said, "Maurice, I'll call you back." And he hangs up the phone and said, "Now what is it?" While looking at Piper and said, Captain Duncan said, "What do you want?" He said, Piper said, Cut to them going to the back door, slowly. And Piper's like, "Well, I was just curious." He said, And then went on making a sound. He said, Cut to Piper said, "Are you and Nurse Cohart, like, a couple?" To Nurse Cohart was like, "Ha!" Cut to Dr. Maniac, who turned around and she just kept her mouth shut. Dr. Maniac said, "Did you just laugh?" Cut to Nurse Cohart said, "Yeah, I was just, Cut to them in the cardboard of the man cave, and Captain Man's trying to steal a picture of Henry's mom, and some Kid Danger took the picture of his mom and caught Captain Man with it, and he made the face. "I was just, put it back. Laughing at Captain Man and Kid Danger on the TV screen." And it just stood still. Cut to Dr. Maniac looking at the TV while they were in the back for no reason. Oh my god. He said, "I don't see what's so funny about them." Cut to Piper and said, "So, have you and Nurse Cohart ever go on a date?" Cut to Dr. Maniac while looking at Miss Nurse Cohart and said, "Well, not an official date, but Miss Cohart and I have one of those." Cut to go both down the stairs, and Benny and the man fan number one looked at them. And Captain Man and Kid Danger told him to shush. "And I have one of those will they, won't they relationships." Cut to Nurse Cohart and said, I said, "Yeah, not really." Cut to Dr. Maniac and said, "What are you going to pretend you don't have a little crush on me?" Nurse Cohart said, "I don't have to pretend I don't have any kind of crush on you." Cut to Dr. Maniac said, "Well, why not? I mean, is it me?" To Nurse Cohart said, "Yeah." Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger in the back. Dr. Maniac said, Oh, I see." He said, "And who, pray tell, do you have a crush on?" Cut to Nurse Cohart and said, "Well..." And she looks at Captain Man on the TV screen, and Dr. Maniac was pissed. And I'm like, Captain Man! Captain Man smiling with his hair slipped back. And he said, him! And somehow Kid Danger and Captain Man fist bumped each other, saying, nice. Nurse Carter said, yeah. He said, I think he's cute. Cut to Captain Man on the TV screen and said, cut to Kid Danger smiling while Captain Man said, she's not wrong. Cut to Dr. Man said, oh, you shut up. Captain Man on the TV screen and said, why don't you say that to my face? Cut to Dr. Maniac and said, I just did. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger on the TV screen being annoyed. And Kid Danger on the TV screen said, turn around. Cut to them getting their guns ready. Dr. Maniac said, turn around. Cut to all of them and said, I don't see the point of that. And cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger being so frustrated about it. Cut to Captain Man said, TV screen said, turn around and keep your head up. Cut to Dr. Man said, keep your head up. Now, and cut to all of them looking at Captain Man and Kid Danger there. No. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger said, surprise. Cut to Captain Man, cut to Nurse Cohart and Dr. Manette looking at each other, and they had to grab their weapons all over the place, and all the characters try to grab their weapons ready. We see Jasper with a salt and pepper shaker with the things ready, and it was all over the place. And finally, when Dr. Manette points the heliometer on the balloons, he's like, ha! Listen, cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger. Dr. Maniac said, now drop your weapons. Or else I'll set your president up through the roof and somewhere over the rainbow where blue buds die. Cut to Captain Man said, okay. We'll drop him. And Kid Danger said, all right. And Captain Man said, we'll drop him. Dr. Maniac said, yes! Yeah! I've won again! Yes! And somehow Jasper pounced on him. Cut to Nurse Cohart and stopping Captain Man and Kid Danger said, don't move! And somehow Benny and Manfred number one stepped in to help. Benny blows the horn at her. Somehow they push her over to the side on the side couch. And somehow, Manfred number one took the syringe wrapping away from her, and it was on her now. And Manfred number one said, ha! And she's like, nurse this! And Nurse Cohart was like, no! And somehow was being chased by the little kids to the front door. Benny said, get her! And somehow they rushed Ash out of the door. Maniac said, come back, you coward! Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger, and Captain Man said, come on, kid! Let's take off this rig. Kid Danger said, let's do it. And somehow cut to Charlotte, who was there, trying to break Piper 3. And got something, and she went to the chair where Piper was. And Charlotte's like, hello. And cut to her, and Charlotte breaking her free. And Piper's like, what? And cut to Jasper and Dr. Maniac fighting. Said, ow, is it my ear? And cut to them fighting, and all of a sudden, Dr. Maniac threw him. And somehow Jasper was on the floor. So Dr. Maniac said, you lost the grapple. And cut to Dr. Maniac seeing Charlotte and Piper escape, and they stopped. Hey, you, he said, put the president back in that chair. And cut to Captain Man getting the weapon away from Dr. Maniac. And he looked at him, and Dr. Maniac turned around, and Captain Man looked at pointed the weapon at him and said, disarm! Captain Man said, what the? Captain Man and Kid Danger and Dr. Maniac said, you give me that back! Cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger said, I don't want to. Cut to him going towards the chair. Cut to Kid Danger going toward him and said, but I'll give you my palm. And he looked at his palm and made a fist at it. He said, your palm? He said, what do you mean? And he gave him a face palm in the face. And he just plotted down to the chair. Catch a Charlotte and Piper being impressed. Catch a Catherine said, nice face, Paul. Catch a Cadage like, thanks. He said, hey, can I borrow that a sec? Cut to Catman said, sure. Cut to Catman giving him the kilometer. And somehow he went towards Dr. Vignac and hold the weapon against him. He said, thank you. And now he holds the weapon against him, aiming towards him and said, hey, Vignac. Dr. Vignac said, what? Said, no. Don't you use my own weapon, my own meter against me. The kid danger said, why shouldn't I? Doctor said, well, it's too on the nose. Cut to Catman going with kid danger said, well, cut to Catman said, tell it to the birds. Kid danger said, next, and kid danger said, over the rainbow. It cut to him pointing to the balloon with the helometer, and he pressed the thing. And Dr. Vignac looking up and said, no! And he still used the weapon. And he was going up in the air. Ah! And despite this communicant, and there was a hole in the ceiling, and said, I'll be back! Eventually! Cuts him looking them up in the air, and cuts to all of them. And cut to Jake Hart in the last minute walking in the house. He said, hey, I'm home. And then all of them turned around to see Henry's dad there. Cut to Jake, who saw all the rubble on the floor. On one side, it cut to him looking up. Him terrified and said, okay, is anyone I know dead? And cut to all of them. Cuts it looking up the thing. Some of the characters were just doing their business. One of them looked up the thing. And Kid Danger was like making the faces to all of them. And that was about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 18, season 3 of Henry Danger, Balloons of Doom. Man, that was a fun episode to recap. I gotta say, wow. They rescued Piper in the end. They made a quick escape for it. And the cardboard cutout of the man cave was actually a good idea in Schwaz's part. But, yeah, so I thought that was a really, really awesome episode. I gotta say, wow. So that was kind of cute and amazing. And I felt bad for Piper just because she got held hostage for the second time. And they really need to stop kidnapping Piper at this point. I mean, you know how Kid Danger was so pissed. But, yeah, so this episode was fun to recap. I gotta say, wow. So, next week is the season 3 finale, so make sure you stay tuned to that. So, this episode gives a 10 out of 10. Amazing job. Funny lines, funny, amazing altogether. And yeah, this episode was the coolest episode to see. And I can't wait for the season 3 finale next week, so stay tuned to that. And it's gonna be a lot of fun. And never know what you're gonna do with this episode. It was fun, awesome, and they rescued Piper in the end, and that was really, really cool. And yeah, that was awesome, and I hope you liked this episode as much as I did. And trust me, Henry Danger episode was a blast to recap. So yeah, I'm happy, and it turned out great. So the next segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topics like Jesse's Trading Post has now been opened, the new souvenir shop when you exit out of Toy Story Mania. I'm so excited because I saw the photos and looked so cute, to be honest with you. And the inside looks so amazing, and each segment is dedicated to one toy from the movie, and I kind of like the concept of it. And those souvenirs look so cute, like, oh my god, I like the old one, but I like this new one as well. It's so cute how they did it, so amazing, it's... So I can't wait to get down there and see it myself. I hope I can do it, so fingers crossed. So make sure you go and see Jesse's Trading Post in Hollywood Studios, in Toy Story Land. Make sure you go check those souvenirs out. I guarantee it that much. And, yeah, so go buy yourself some Toy Story souvenirs if you can, because the store looks so cute. I gotta say it that much. And make sure you go down there and see them for yourself, so trust me. I'm going down there myself. So, yeah, so it's now open, and I can't wait to take a look. And San Diego Comic-Con gives all these movie and TV show announcements from Marvel and DC, and I saw some of the trailers from those movies and shows for Marvel, and I'm like, oh my god, this is freaking insane. It's a great day to be a superhero fan in general, and we know what the next three phases of Marvel Cinematic Universe is called, and it's called the Multiverse Saga. Makes kind of sense. I mean, Phase 4 through 6 are the Multiverse Saga, which kind of makes sense, and I just love how the name of it. It's kind of cute. Phase 4, 5, and 6 are the Multiverse Saga, and it's just so awesome, so amazing, and yeah, so you can only see what they didn't release to the public when you were there, but we gotta wait till these movies to come out now, don't we? So thank you, San Diego Comic-Con, for putting some of these trailers out. I saw them, and it's kind of like Christmas. Oh my god, big superhero fan in general for Marvel and DC, so I'm a big fan of both, don't come and judge me. So yeah, thank you, San Diego Comic-Con, for these. I really appreciate you, and I cannot wait to see what the rest of these movies and shows are going to take us. So let's go. I'm pumped. I'm excited. And thank you, San Diego Comic-Con, for blessing us. So I'm happy, and that's all that matters. So thank you, San Diego Comic-Con. And I also recapped episode 18, season 3 of Henry Danger, Balloons of Doom. Why does Piper always getting kidnapped at this point? I mean, first it was Misshapen's niece, which we get the deal. And now Dr. Maniac. It's just ridiculous. Piper's gonna be turned into damsel in distress at this point. She's kind of like that universe of Princess Peach in that universe for some kind of ridiculous, but her brother being Mario, who is in danger, and somehow he wants to rescue his sister, but he had to keep that identity, so I know how he feels. But yeah, this episode was amazing. Not only they tricked Dr. Maniac thinking they were in the man cave, but it was just so clever how they did that episode. So funny, so in general, and this episode was amazing to recap, and I gotta say, wow, 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 and 10 out of 10 for me on this episode. It was great, and next week is the season 3 finale, and I can't wait to recap that next week, so make sure you buckle those seatbelts, because I guarantee it, season 3 is gonna blow your minds. So, yeah, so 10 out of 10 on this episode, great job, and stop making hostage Piper. I mean, come on, that's just my opinion, but who cares at this point? So, thank you for this episode, and it was funny, it was general, and that's all I can say that much, so good job on this one. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is just where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys, and that theme is Justin Bieber. I've been a fan of Justin Bieber for 12 years, guys. You heard me, 12. Because Justin Bieber's music just really made me the human that I am today. And when I heard his music for the very first time, it kind of got me out of some points in my life in high school. I was just not myself, and I became a Bieber fan not only because of what he did, but just because of his music in general. And I know he made some mistakes along the way, but he's human like the rest of us. And I don't care what people make fun of me for it. I am a Bieber fan through and through. And I will be a Bieber fan as long as I can remember if I can take my last breath. And that's the last thing I'm going to do. So, yeah, so Justin, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for these past 12 years of my life for being a fan of yours. And your music has been inspiring to me, so thank you so much. And, yeah, thanks, JB. I really appreciate you. Also, if you haven't heard the Changes or Justice album yet, what are you waiting for? Go and get them. These albums are amazing. And I gotta say, wow, wow, wow. Best two albums I've seen since Justin's comeback career. And, yeah, I can't wait to see what he has in store. So let's go. Let's do it. He's coming back as we speak, and I'm so excited, so I'm gonna stay tuned for the postponed shows, so I'm gonna stay tuned for the updates, and I'll let you guys know, so it's gonna be awesome. And Justin, welcome back, I'm happy for you, and we love you, Justin, for all that you do, and just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So, yeah, I'm excited. And speaking of Changes, this is the last song of the Changes era, so yeah, so this is the fourth and final song that I chose from the Changes album, and it's called Changes. This is the song from the titled album, and I listened to it, and oh my god, it's something different than just in sound. And oh my God, this song was just amazing. So good. You can't even just, my mouth just hung open the entire time while I was listening to this whole album. And I gotta say, this Change of song is one of my favorites. I think it's one of like, not one, it is one of my favorites, but all of the songs in this album are my favorites. So I got my top songs, but it's one of my favorites in the middle. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And the song is amazing. Oh my God, it's insane. And yeah, I cannot wait to listen to it. So, yeah. So Beliebers, if you're a big fan of Justin Bieber like myself, and if you, Justin Bieber and his music, make sure you turn up the music all the way loud to listen along to the song and sing along, because it makes me happy. It makes you happy. So here is the fourth and final song that I chose from Justin Bieber's album Changes, and it's called Changes. So, yeah, so let's turn this music up, and let's get this party started, shall we? One, two, three, go.
Some days I move like water. Some days I burn like fire. I wanna push further. Some days I wanna do nothing. I just wanna be the best of me. Even though sometimes we might disagree, so that I can be the best for you. That's all I wanna do. I'm going through changes. I'm going through changes. Though I'm going through changes, sometimes I can't close my eyes. Sometimes I smile like it's all good, even though there's pain underneath it. I just wanna be the best of me, even though sometimes I forget to breathe, so that I can be the best for you. That's all I wanna do. I'll be going through changes. I'm going through.
Justin Bieber, everybody! Ow! Ow, ow, ow! Wow, wow, wow. Oh my God. Those words at the end. I've got no words. This is insane. This is like one of my favorites of the album. But it's not in my top, but this is one of my favorites. Like, wow, 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 wow. What he said at the end, it's just like, kind of makes sense, and it's just like the song, it kind of makes sense. I have no words. So Justin, chef's kiss on what you did with this one, and this is the coolest album that you'll ever listen to. I gotta say 10 out of 10 on this song. Wow, wow, wow. And yeah, so this is the end of the Changes era. So if you haven't gotten this album yet, make sure you go and get the Changes album. I guarantee it that much, and it will change your life. Trust me, I received this CD back at quarantine, so that made me a whole lot happy. It was the first album back, comeback tour of Justin's career. So make sure you go and get the Changes album. That means a lot. And listen to the rest of the songs of this album. I guarantee it that much, guys. And it will change your life for the better. I gotta say, Justin, you did such a great job on this album. Such a great job on this song. Chef's kiss. And also, if you're a huge fan of Justin Bieber, go put the song on your playlist. And if you want to hear a new album, go put Changes on your playlist. I guarantee it 100% much. Each song is just a new sound from Justin. And I just like to say, oh my God. This is a sign saying, welcome back, Justin Bieber. And he's back and better than ever. Cannot wait to see what rest he's got for us. So let's go. Let's get it. I'm happy that he's back. So listen to the Changes album, listen to the song Changes, and it'll change your life, trust me. I know it did. So, my perspective on the entertainment industry altogether, so trust me, I know what it's like. Not that I know I'm not famous, but I know about the more entertainment industry more than anybody else. So, yeah, so that's about it. So, yeah, so that is the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. So, before I go, here's some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2022, and if you want to do it safely, or you want to get to know some of these cast members that this podcast knows, or if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, you should go to the Mousetrap Podcast, featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she also has a podcast, and it's called Kamina Tea. She does recaps of movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, and Danger Force. So, yeah, again, if you're into movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, or Danger Force in particular, to the Kamina T podcast. I love this woman so much. She's been a man fan since the very beginning. Also, if you wanted to hear what topics that we did in the past, or what season one episodes of Danger Force that we did, or what songs that we did of the week, go find Kamina Teen in the description of my podcast. She was my co-host for those 2 weeks, and I couldn't be happier. And I'm so proud to call her a man fan and a friend, and I'm glad I found her account. And if it weren't for social media, I wouldn't have contacted her every other way. So, Kamina, I love you so much, girl. And I hope you have a very fantastic week. I gotta go enjoy this week myself, but I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in for this week. I hope I made your day a little bit better, and I hope you're tuned in whenever you're from the United States or across the pond. This means the world to me. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. It means a whole lot, and I hope you have a great day. And yeah, because I'm happy this week. I am excited to see what's in store. And like I said, it's been 2 years, but we're just getting started. So let's go. I'm pumped. I'm excited. And yeah, so I can't wait to see what comes next for this. So let's go. So yeah, so make sure you go give this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Also, you can find this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also, want to share this podcast on social media platforms, on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, to get the man fans to know in the United States or around the world if they're bored out of their minds or just want to listen to something new while they're on vacation, or bored if they're doing anything in general, or if you want to listen to Henry Danger or Danger Force Entertainment, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HDU, and I am your girl for that. So, yeah, so make sure you go follow also, if you want to follow my social media platforms, you are more than welcome to. Mine is miss.holland92 on Instagram. Make sure you go check out the new post I did this weekend. I went to a baby shower on Sunday. Make sure you go and check that post out. It means a lot to me. I vlog on everything, including my vacations over there, so make sure you go and check that out as well. And look at the new photo from the baby shower. That'll mean a lot to me, so I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for that. Also, you can also follow my Marilyn Susan account on Instagram as well. I do all reviews on TV shows, movies, and Broadway shows, or whatever you could think of. You can follow me on there as well, and that would mean a lot to me. And my reviews are my opinion. You don't have to go all up on me, but my reviews are my opinion. So go follow my Marilyn Susan account. It would mean a lot to me, and thank you. Also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you could go to miss.norman1992 with the same thing, with the Marvel shows, DC shows, movies, you name it in between. The iCarly reviews are on there as well. All the reviews are there as well on my Twitter. Also, if you want, and I sometimes brag about the cutest person in the entire world, it's Norman. How can you not love that guy? So yeah, if you haven't followed me on Twitter yet, please do so. That would mean a lot to me as well. And, yeah, so Also, if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. If you're following me on Miss.Holland92, click on the link over there. Or if you're following my Twitter page, which is Miss.Norman1992, you can click on the link over there. So you can click on the link, it'll take you to the podcast page, find your podcast provider, and boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. So to the new followers who have joined the podcast, thank you so much for joining the ride. I really appreciate you. This is all about things about Henry Danger, Danger Forest, and trust me, there's a lot of episodes for you to choose from. And trust me, if you're looking for that particular episode that you missed or anything else, make sure you go and click on that episode. It would mean a lot to me. And trust me, I recap all things Henry Danger and Danger Forest, so I hope you have a good time. Sit back, enjoy, and I hope you enjoy the ride. So, welcome, and I hope you enjoy this. Also, to my returning followers, thank you so much. Without you guys, I wouldn't have done this to begin with, so I just want to say thank you. You've been with me on this road for the past 2 years since quarantine started, and I'm still doing this as a side job, so I just want to say thank you. And trust me, 2 years seems like a lot, but I'm only getting started, so I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for making me be a man fan in general, and most importantly, thank you for being me. So I just want to say thank you. Without you guys, there wouldn't have been no podcast to begin with, so I just want to say thank you for that. And, yes, I hope you enjoy this, and I'm only getting started, so let's go. I can't wait for the rest of the ride, and I'm glad to take you along with me, and it's getting started from here. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when a new podcast goes up. So, yeah. Again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update. And also, happy 8th anniversary and happy 8th birthday to Henry Danger. So, I love you guys, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles
and fight crime.
Feels good.